Today's shiur of Mishaburi Yaini is Siman Reish Nun, and we're beginning the halachas of preparing for Shabbos, specifically preparing for the Shabbos meals. Sif Aleph, Yashkin Baboykeh B'yayim Shishi L'achin Tzarchi Shabbos. A person should rise early on Friday morning to prepare for Shabbos. B'afili Yesh Lo Kama Avodim L'shamsho. Even if he has many servants to attend to his needs, Yishtada L'achin, he should still try to L'achin Ba'atzmo, to personally prepare Shum Dover L'Tzarchi Shabbos G'day L'chamdo, prepare something in honor of Shabbos. Hiro Chizda Yim L'chatecha Yerek Dak Dak. B'chizda would dice and slice it. Vegetables. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, if I even vacuum ate them, they would chop wood. Rabbi Zera, how you madly kaish, Rabbi Zera would go ahead and light the fire. Rabbi Nachman, how you masakin abayas. Rabbi Nachman, get the house all ready. Umachnis kelim matzrichim the Shabbos, and befana klei achol. And they would, what they would do, by they get the house ready by laying out the Shabbos kelim and putting away the weekday ones, right? Taking out the Shabbos dishes, etc. Umehem yil matkol adam. And from them, everyone should learn. Lo yomar, lo efkom kivodi. And they should not say, I'm not going to diminish my honor with such menial labor. Kizeu kvodo shemechaber Shabbos. Because ultimately, this is his honor, that he is honoring Shabbos. Yesh lashkhiz hasakin be'erev Shabbos. And a person should sharpen his knife on Erev Shabbos. Kizeu mechvod Shabbos. Shemech min atzmo l'achila. For this is how one honors Shabbos, by preparing for its meals. Sif Katan Aleph. Yashkin Baboker. You have to get up early on Friday morning to prepare for Shabbos. T'chsiv. It says, V'ayabiyam ha-shishi v'yachinu ha-shariyaviyu. It says in the Pasuk that it will be there on the sixth day as they prepare what they bring. So what they prepare what they bring on the sixth day. So preparing for Shabbos, what they bring. What is the bringing? Va'avaz haman is the bringing in of the man. Halo ha'isala alter ba'boiker. If there's a hekesh between hachana, the gomer hachana dumya da'ava. Hachana is a hekesh to hava. Hechinu as Hashem yaviu. Va'avaz haman halo ha'isala alter ba'boiker. And the bringing in of the man happened when, right away in the morning, the sevil could do ba'boiker ba'boiker, the double ba'boiker. They would collect the man and bring it into their home very early in the morning. So therefore, with the hekesh to the hava, afachana al Shabbos to yemi avodah. So too, the achana for Shabbos is right away in the morning. V'hainu miyad achar kriyashma, and that is immediately after kriyashma and tefillah. Ah, however, imu ragil l'mod achar tefillah is a shir katzuv. If a person has a set limud that he learns for a set amount of time after davening, then it's not going to drag on. Oh, even if he doesn't have a set amount, but he's loymed him a rabbi, he teaches a group, he's a rebbe, al yivat letter that, you should not be mevatel to go ahead and prepare for Shabbos, go afterwards. Gemosha kasu b'sof simen reish nun, we'll see in the end of simen reish nun aleph. Now, the Shahar Tzion points out something interesting. He says, okay, so the person teaching the group can do it before davening. Sorry, could go ahead and, before preparing for Shabbos, learn. Right, again, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed, what this means is you're supposed to, right after davening, to go shopping for Shabbos. Prepare for Shabbos, go shopping for Shabbos, buy your Shabbos stuff. But if you have, and you learn a specific amount every day, then you can do the Shabbos preparation afterwards. Or you can go ahead, and if you teach Torah, even if you don't have a fixed amount that you're learning, you can do that before you go ahead and prepare for Shabbos, you can teach the Rabbim. So he says, okay, that's great, but how do you have the Rabbim to, Shahar Tzion says, how do you have the Rabbim to teach? The Rabbim themselves has to be preparing for Shabbos right after the davening. So he points out that is talking about people, obviously, who have others taking care and preparing for the Shabbos for him, and that's how they are there. Okay, and he says, what happens if he lives in a place where they sell the food, they didn't have like an all-day makolet that has all the stuff, the store runs out, and he's not going to find the good stuff after he learns in the stores. Lo yikpal limudu ala achar kniyah. He should not establish his learning then until after he goes and he buys and buys the things he needs for Shabbos. V'imregilin limkor ba'boker. And what happens if the stores are selling in the morning, hashkim very early, even kodem atfila, before davening, and you won't even find food in the stores after davening? Yikna, you can go ahead and you can go shopping, and then go to Daven. Achira lekros Kriya Shema mikonim, but you should go ahead and minimally say Kriya Shema first, Kevin Shekvar Giyah Zmana, since the Zmana of Kriya Shema came. And he goes back and he says, ah, but what about the fact that you're doing and taking care of your own needs before Daven? You're not allowed to do that. So now he said, that's not Bechlal Masha Amru, also Lasos Chafatzah Kodim Shispal. That's not going to be a problem of the Isser of taking care of your own needs before you Daven. Why? Because preparing for Shabbos is not taking care of your own needs. It is mitzvah needs, which is allowed if you have no other option and things like that. You can for sure go ahead and take care of such mitzvah needs before Shabbos, before davening on Erev Shabbos. Because the store is going to run out of food, so before davening Erev Shabbos, you can go shopping for the food that you need. Sif katan bais. Yom Shishi, on Friday. And that's better than going ahead and acquiring the food for Shabbos on Thursday. Why? Because if you can go and you can do the shopping for Shabbos on Friday, it's more apparent Shabbos on Friday. It's more apparent that you're shopping for the honoring of Shabbos. Unless, of course, it is something that requires great preparation. Like in the old days, they used to go ahead and basar l'mloach. If you have to buy basar in order to salt it first, so obviously it needs more time. So then yesh liknos biyom chamishi, then you go ahead and you buy it on Thursday. Achem habasar shemotzei biyom chamishi hu kachush. But what happens if on Thursday you find a lean type of cow, not lean meat, which is better, but a lean type of cow, meaning it's a weak cow where the meat is not as good, yesh safek sheyimtza biyom shishi shamein v'tov, and you have a safek that maybe on Friday you'll find better meat, then of course yamtin al yom shishi, then you should wait for Friday, of course. But then he goes and he says, it's clear though that on the short days of the winter, whatever you can do in terms of preparing on Thursday, because you're not going to have the time on Friday, you should do on Thursday, and that's odd, and that's better. And anytime you buy something for Shabbos, it's good to say, on everything you buy for Shabbos, this is L'chavot Shabbos, or L'chavot Shabbos Kodesh. Why? Because Dibor affects a lot in terms of the Kedusha. Dibor has a lot of power. And when you say L'chavot Shabbos Kodesh, you're going to put a chalais of Kedusha in that which you buy for Shabbos. And even if you're preparing and taking care of the Shabbos needs early in the morning, it's still a mitzvah l'chatchila. It's a mitzvah l'chatchila to also add some type of Shabbos preparation. Also, Bein HaShemashos, here it doesn't mean literally Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos, it means close to Bein HaShemashos. Before Bein HaShemashos, meaning later in the afternoon, you should do a second time preparing. Remember the davar, what is a hint towards this in the Pesukim? Shenemar v'haya mishneh. It also says in the Pasuk, mishneh, klaymar sheyachinu shenis. You should prepare a second time. Ksiv ba'tayra, it says in the Torah, zachar es yom ha-shavas l'kadsha. V'darshu be'shamay, famous drasha be'shamay, in zachar es yom ha-shavas l'kadsha, from the Aseres HaDibros, to remember Shabbos, sh'tei zochro me'echa b'shabbos. You should already be thinking about and mentioning and Shabbos already on Sunday, the beginning of the week. How do you do this? Nizdamen l'chachelek yafa. You find some unbelievable piece of meat for Shabbos. Say, hey, misakno Shabbos, designated for Shabbos. Say, oh, this is a great meat, piece of meat. I want to save it for Shabbos. The Amr l'Shamay Zaken used to say on Shamay, the Shamay himself, shekol yama vaya ochel l'chavot Shabbos. Every day, Shamay would eat l'chavot Shabbos. How would he eat l'chavot Shabbos? Hayamote behem, and now he'd find a good, nice cut of meat. Omer zu l'Shabbos. He'd go ahead and say, this is for Shabbos. Matzah cheres na'im, and afterwards he'd find a better piece of meat. Ochel avishoni, he'd then cook and make a barbecue on the first one. U'meniach hashniya al Shabbos. And then he'd save the second, better piece for Shabbos. Nimsa comes out that every day he'd be eating for Shabbos. How? She'achilahi, his eating of the first piece, k'desh tishara yafa al Shabbos, was in order to go ahead and save the second piece that he found for Shabbos. So his eating that first piece was l'chavod Shabbos. So every day he ate l'chavod Shabbos. But then it says, Hillel azakin, he had a midah acheres, I suppose. He acted differently. She'ahimeh, what would he do when he saw a great piece of meat? He didn't buy it and say, oh, l'chavod Shabbos kodesh. He would say, Baruch Hashem yom 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 lasanu. Baruch Hashem, every day, Hashem's going to take care of us. Tomorrow I'll find a better piece of meat. He didn't go ahead and buy it and save it for Shabbos. However, many poskim say that this Hillel minag was not what he said you should do. He had a different midah of how to act. However, these poskim say, Shagam Hillel Modeh. Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai, give Beis Shammai Adifa Tfei. That's the better approach, the practical approach for most people. Ela Shahaya, but Hillel was a very high level Boteach Hashem. He had a super duper level of Bitachon. Shebevada Yasmin al Shabbos. And for sure for him, there would be coming for Shabbos later in the week, Amon Yafa, a better portion of Mishar Yanan from the other days that he's seen so far. And if Kedei L'chazek Midas Bitachonai, in order to Mechazek his Bitachon, Hayanoye Kane, in order to strengthen his Bitachon, he'd go ahead and act this way. But you have to have that type of level of Bitachon, right? Not just for Shabbos, you know, he had this level of Bitachon that he'd always, Hashem would always provide for him. Aval B'sharko, although the average person, Shein B'zchono Chazak Lochach, whose Bitachon is not that strong, Gamu Moda, for that person, even Hillel would be Moda, because Shammai Adifa Tvei, that Shammai's approach is the way to go, the practical approach. You find something good on Sunday, that shows that you care about Shabbos, you're honoring Shabbos, you're saying, I want the best piece for Shabbos. And you do that all week, and you say, L'chava Shabbos Kodesh. Upshita B'davar She'inav Shchiach L'gas L'knos. And for sure, it's Pashut, that if it's something that you're not going to be able to find much of it later in the week, it's not going to be hard, easy to find. Kishis damen lo davar shelo yeh nifsad, when you find something, in order not to miss out on that good piece of meat, azaya niyach oso l'shabbos, you save it for Shabbos. Mitzvah lito mikol tavshil be'erev Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to go ahead and to eat from all the dishes on Erev Shabbos, kidei l'saknen yafa kahoygen, in order to go ahead and prepare that food properly for Shabbos. Vayayim b'sefer Shulchan Shlomo, da'atima b'Shabbos. Check out the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, that the eating on Shabbos from every min, from all the foods, b'vadai hi mitzvah, for sure, it's a mitzvah. The remez l'zeh, what's the remez? That this is a mitzvah to eat from all the foods for Shabbos, every Shabbos. Toameh chayim, those that taste for Shabbos, will have life. Okay, before we end, a couple of interesting extra ha'aras here, that if you remember, the Mishnah Brura permitted a person who usually studies after davening to go ahead and learn first, and then if it's a set amount of learning, to go ahead and learn first. And the idea is that if it's a set amount of learning that's not going to get drawn out, then that's when it's going to be permitted. It's also mashma that it has to be a person who usually does this, meaning it has to be a regular part of his daily schedule. If, however, he just decides today I'm going to have a shiur kavua on Friday, that's not going to work. Now, things that are normally studied and learned on Friday, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and check out later on the Mishnah Brura, he says, such as Chumash with Rashi, that's going to be mutter, even though it's something that's specifically, learned on Friday, Chumash with Rashi, that's also going to be permitted. It's also something that Shnayim Mikra is not going to get dragged on. Now, we have seen also that you should say, this is L'chavot Shabbos when you go and you buy something for Shabbos. The Chida in Moira Be'etzba says that the same applies to everything done in preparation for Shabbos, such as washing, dressing. Before each preparation, you should say out loud, this is L'chavot Shabbos. Just the Mishnah Brura quotes the Pasuk V'hoya Mishneh in the Psukim about the Mon to teach us to prepare for Shabbos twice. This is really a drasha. The simple meaning of the word Mishneh, right, is really that the Yidin would find a double portion of the Mon on Friday. But the Mishnah Brura's explanation here is a drasha of the Pasuk. This is found in the Shibulei HaLeket, quoted in the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, that, again, the Hichinu, Asher Yaviyu, talking about the Hachanas HaShabbos, that the Hachanas HaShabbos should be done not only once, but twice, a second time, also in the afternoon, close to Bein HaShemashos. Finally, two more things. Mishnah Brura at the end had said that there's a halacha, a mitzvah, to taste from every dish on Erev Shabbos, and he quotes a pasuk that it's a mitzvah. He also says it's in order to make sure that the food is good and proper for Shabbos. So the Machzor Vitri in Siman Kuf Sadi Aleph quotes Yushalmi that a person should ensure that the foods are well prepared in order to prevent fights that might happen if food was ruined. However, the Sha'ar Tzion here quotes the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that tasting Shabbos food before Shabbos is a mitzvah unto itself, not just a preparation for Shabbos, right, to make sure the food is good so there won't be fights. It's an inyan in tasting the food. The Arizal writes that by ensuring the quality of the Shabbos food in perfect detail, as though in anticipation of hosting a meal for a melech, a person displays his care for the honor of Hashem and for Shabbos, and that's why it merits life, right? Tomei Achayim, life in the highest of spheres. This is Shara Kavana, Drusha Yitzayt of Shabbos, the Arizal. The Machzir Vitri also notes that by tasting Shabbos food on Friday, as we saw in the Mishnah Brura, one merits long life. And finally, the Be'er Halacha, on this Halacha of getting up early for and preparing for Shabbos early, so the Mishnah Brura, based on the conclusion of the Be'er Halacha, says that you should do it right after you daven. However, in the Be'er Halacha, he points out that the Pri Megadim suggests a source that one should actually buy one's Shabbos needs immediately upon awakening, even before davening, provided that one will not miss the deadlines for Shema and Shemona Esrei. The Be'er Halacha notes that this is not the common practice, this is not the Minhag HaOlam, to prepare and buy before davening, but suggests that perhaps this is because husbands rely on their wives to start preparing for Shabbos immediately upon awakening, while they themselves are davening. Accordingly, a man who has no family, based on this, the Be'er Halacha says, to prepare in his stead, might be expected to purchase his Shabbos needs even before davening. The Be'er Halacha then goes on to a lengthy discussion comparing the relative importance of davening versus preparing for Shabbos, but he concludes, as we saw in the Mishnah Brura, that one should ideally daven first and then prepare for Shabbos. However, if Shabbos food will be unavailable after davening, as he says in the Mishnah Brura, one should recite Shema first, buy the Shabbos food, and then only daven. And he says, even if this means davening without a minyan, believe it or not. Adkan.